It's a bit different today. So we're dealing with our emotions. And so it's great to hear some of the stories coming up and start to, I felt that God was kind of like muffling up what's in our hearts because he wants to deal with it. So if you're ready for that, I'm sure that that's what God's going to be doing. So someone was going to read.
Yes, Kath.
Kath, yeah. Come. Big round of applause. Come on. Woo!
Me
just read the verse. Oh dear. Right, so the verses are from Mark 12, 29 to 30. It says, Jesus replied, "The most important commandment is this. Listen, O Israel, the Lord our God is the one and only Lord. And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength."
Amen. Well done. Come on. So, this morning we're going to be looking at dealing with your feelings or understanding and handling your emotions. Same thing. Does anyone in the house want healthy emotions?
Amen.
Has anyone in the house not got healthy emotions? You don't have to say, all right? Okay. So, So, the thing is this, let me ask that question. Have you ever let your emotions get the better of you? Has anyone in the house ever lost it? Can you put your hands up if you have?
Yes.
Apart from, no. Marco, sort her out, mate. What's going on? I have to have a dig every time at you two. Do you know that?
Because Marco's watching.
Oh, is that right? Honesty, I love it. Well, the thing is this, is that as I grew up, I experienced a lot of bullying in different kind of ways. And it really kind of affected me a lot. And hands up, and I hate bullies. I really, like, it's something in me. It's like, yeah. And you'll find that if you find me around a bully, you might find a little reaction going on, especially if we're at prison. Is that right? Yes. And so hands up in the house. Anyone else who hates bullies? Come on. Right. So I went through a stage before I was a Christian in my 20s where I had many, many fights. Usually in pubs with pub bullies. And anyway, so it was about in that time, I came home from work one day and my kids had been crying and they were upset. And I said, well, you know, what's up? You know, tell daddy what's going on. And they wouldn't tell me. And it was because they was in fear. And I thought, I'll find out later. So sat with them at bedtime and we had a little chat. And apparently there was this kind of guy at the top of the road that used to pick on the kids and shout at the kids and come and nick their footballs. And he really used to bully them. And what had happened is that me kids, like they were 7 and 5 and their little gang that was with them, thought they'd get their own back on this guy. And they'd nick a pint of milk off his front doorstep and drink it. So they did. And he got to find out. So he came out and he chased them down to the bottom of the hill, shouting and screaming at them. And he threatened them. So when they told me this at 9 o'clock at night, immediately something was going on inside of me that was a little bit uncontrollable. But I thought, no, come on, you know, he's probably a normal guy. Don't do anything. Wait till the morning till you feel a little bit calmer and then just go up there and just tell him if there's anything that you've got to say to my kids in future, can you just tell me and I'll deal with it. And so I'm going, you can do this, Clive, you can do this. And on the way up there, I'm going, right, just tell him exactly what you're going to say. Anything in future, you come and see me and all that. So I went up, come down, I knocked on the door. And as soon as I knocked on the door, something started to happen inside me. Something started to go on. And I saw the guy come into the door. He opened the door, looked at me, and I went, if you ever say anything to my kids again, if you go near them, even if you look at them, I'm going to get hold of a pint of milk and I'm going to blank, 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 blank. Scream coming out of the ear holes, right? And he looked at me. I said, did you get that? And he went, it's him next door. Now, some of you might think, well, was there something demonic influence in that? And I think probably yes, but that's another preach. We're going to look at the emotion, true story. And the good news on that was I heard months later that he never went out to ever go out to the kids again. Come on. Anyway. But this morning, we're going to look at understanding our emotions, managing our emotions, and using our negative emotions, like that one, for our good. And so, first of all, God has emotions. He's an emotional God, contrary to what you'll hear some Bible teachers say. And God feels joy, he feels pain, he feels love, he feels grief, he feels anger at sin. And because we're made in his image, as we've heard this morning, because we've heard that, we too have emotions and we should be okay with that. And, you know, Jesus said himself to us, as we've just heard this morning, that we are to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, your strength, your mind, everything that we have. We should love God. That is a relationship we're called into, not a set of rules and regulations, a relationship that's absolutely stacked with emotions, with everything that we've got. I can remember listening to, I think it was Terry Virgo interviewing Mark Driscoll. And Mark Driscoll had this mega church in America, and it's quite different from ours. Great Bible teacher. I used to listen to the guy to get, you know, and it was brilliant. But when he came over to our country, he said to Terry, when you speak about God, it seems like you really love him. And it's like, Terry went, yeah, that's what it's all about. And so this guy was so filled with Bible, but he missed the deep relationship that comes through knowing our emotions, knowing God wants that connection of love. Who would ever want to worship God without that love feeling coming into our hearts? And you go away just knowing, as someone says this morning, Daddy loves me. But he didn't. So God calls, so feelings are a gift from God. And they help us to care for ourselves, care for others, love others, to have compassion on others, to fear God in a right way, to be creative, and to be generous, like we've heard this morning, 14,000, well done, guys. You know, it's our emotions. We start to think about others and what their needs are, and we think, right, I'm going to give towards that. It's our emotions that carry us there. And as you look at Jesus was an emotional guy. You know, he had emotions. He got angry when he saw the temple being used to squeeze money out of people. He had grief when he saw his mate Lazarus die. And he was filled with joy when a sinner turned to Christ for the first time. You'll see that in Luke 15. So the question is, if our emotions are a gift from God, why do we have to manage them? Well, the truth is this, is that emotions are not always right. Sometimes you hear someone speak as they're really gone too far with it, and they live out of their emotions and never check their emotions. But we have to do that because not always are they right on what's going on. And that's because our emotions are wired up not just to our new creation, you know, the old has gone, the new has come, we're a new creation in Christ, sons of God, but also to our old nature as well. Our emotions are wired into the old side of things. And so ask yourself the question, how many times have you gone with a feeling? I'm not saying they're always wrong, but we have to check them. How many times have you followed just your emotions or how you're feeling and you've ended up in a right mess? It's gone pear-shaped. Yeah, and you know it does. So the reason is this, our fight is not against flesh and blood. Okay, it's the powers and principalities. It's the sin that we still have in the body that wants its own way, our own desires of the flesh. And Satan also, his powers have access to our emotions, and they will want to dominate us, manipulate us. They will want to control us to do what our emotions want us to do, and through that, Satan can manipulate us to do what he wants us to do. Emotions are not meant for that. It's like, emotions are like your dials in a car. Yeah, your indicators in the car. They tell you what's going on. They don't tell you what to do. They're not the sat nav. The sat nav tells you where to go. Okay. And so they're our guides, that they don't dictate to us. They're not our boss. God is our boss.
Amen.
He tells us what to do. And, you know, I needed this teaching just to clear it up, to know what's going on inside. It was just helpful. You know, we follow Jesus, not our emotions. Solomon said this in Proverbs 25:28. Like a city broken into without walls is a man in whom there is no control over his emotions. And so the truth is that there are enemy powers going on within us that unless we manage them well, unless we check them, that energy will try to distort our lives, push us off track, and actually cause havoc. That's what happens with a city without walls. The enemy can get in and cause devastation. But that's our hearts that he's talking about there, that the enemy can get in and devastate our hearts. We've heard about broken hearts this morning. How many of them are broken because we've gone with an emotion that actually has led us into a life we really didn't plan, and it's all gone wrong? Proverbs 5:23 says, it's great folly to allow your emotions to rule you, and some even die because of lack of discipline. And so Solomon is saying this, that if we have unchecked emotions, it's actually foolishness. So if we have a night on the town with an unchecked emotion of anger, that can end up in a fight and into prison. Like we speak to the guys, so many of them like that. Or if we go out on the town with an unchecked emotion of lust, we can end up sleeping with someone, and we know what happens there. You know, an unwanted pregnancy can happen and all that comes after that. And I know that only too well. With two kids off one and one off another before I came to Christ, and the pain that goes with that. No, we're not to be like that. You know, when Jesus became Lord of our lives, he also included our emotions. And so the days of foolishness have gone. Can I hear an amen to that, church?
Amen.
And so how do we manage our feelings? Well, first of all, we look at a few things. One, we've got to name the emotion. You've got to know what's going on inside. You've got to start to be aware of your inner self. What is actually going on there? You know, if we're going to love the Lord our God with all our heart, and as we do ourselves, we've got to know ourselves. And it's okay to know yourself. You know, King David did. He knew this battle that was going on within him. And he cried out, you know, in Psalm 55, my thoughts are restless within me and I'm confused. And so sometimes it's not easy to understand what's going on inside. That's why we tend to give up and not worry about it. We'll be all right anyway. No, you won't be all right anyway. We've got to go through the confusion and ask the question, what is it that I'm really feeling? What? Be brutally honest with you. Is it jealousy that's going on? Is there an anger there? What is it going on deep within me? Just like David said in Psalm 43:5, he said this, that why are you downcast, oh my soul? He knew something was going on in there, a bit confused about it by the sound. What is going on? And this kind of happens on a daily basis. So I'm going to do two, right? So daily, And recently, I had an evening where I was thinking, I'm done. I've had enough of this. I don't see any point. What's it all about? Have you ever had a night like that? You think, that's it, I'm done. That's it, I'm out. Yeah. And a lot of pastors, it's every Monday morning. I'm sure. It's the truth, honestly. We have to go through that battle. It's not like you battle, we don't. It's like, no, it's very much more real, particularly Mondays. Me and Deb will never do anything. Our thing is, never make a decision on a Monday. Okay? And honestly, it's true. You ask her. But seriously, so on that night, I started to think, yeah, but there's so much good going on. Why do I feel like this? You know, that David moment, why are you downcast on my soul? And actually what had happened below the surface, underneath, is that I love this guy, all right? He's been close to me for years, and I was told some really bad news earlier on that day, and I didn't realise that it stirred up something in me. I just felt terrible that actually what it did, it clouded everything else. So it wasn't the different things that I was thinking of that were the problem. The problem was deeper than that. It's what I was told during that day. And as I let that all settle, everything was fine the next day. So we have things like that. We've got to search, what is it going on, so we can understand. But then we have to go deeper than that. You say, what is underneath? What is really going on inside? Because it asks the question, do you think I really blew up on the milk bottle man just because of what he did to my kids? Just because he shouted at them? It wasn't that. It wasn't that. The truth was and is that my mum used to scream and shout at us. She would blow up over anything. It didn't matter what it was. And she used to batter us with, them wooden rolling pins. I don't know if they still get them now. Yeah, if you've got a bad day, that's what you got. And inside, there was an anger, this raging anger inside of injustice. Why it didn't make sense to me, that kind of festered inside. And when I got to my mid-20s, that was it. If you looked at me wrong, if you looked like a bully, you would get it. But the thing was, I hadn't dealt with it. You know, Jesus has helped me to deal with that. He, that's what he does, to release that. But at that time, I was like a walking time bomb. Then, as time went on, I got to find out that actually the reason my mum blew up whenever she wanted to was because her stepdad used to fiddle about with her. He abused her and do things he shouldn't do to her. And she grew up with a scream inside of her that came out when anything happened to lose her temper a little bit. And so because of that, because she didn't deal with that, what she did to us was she put that in us. Have you ever seen my brother Gary? His hands are like that today. And I could never pick up a cup of tea without it spilling over because of what it put in me, but praise God I can now. So because she didn't deal with it, she put it into us. And if Jesus hadn't dealt with it with me, that would be in my kids. So can you see, we're not ever going to live an emotionally healthy life unless or until we deal with the emotions that are inside. And that's what Jesus came for. One of the things he came for. So secondly, we move on. We've got to challenge our emotions. Don't feel or don't assume that how you feel is real. You've got to ask your question, are things really that bad? Or for some people, are things really that good? Maybe not, and mostly not. How many times you woke up in the night thinking, oh my word, this is terrible, woke up in the morning and you think, it's all right, what was I worried about? You've got to go underneath. And then ask yourself a Okay, what is the outcome that I want? Whether you're going into a meeting or a relationship or you've got business, what is it? Is this emotion going to help me get to where I want to go? We've got to check it. Ask yourself, is losing it going to bring the right outcome? Ask yourself, will nagging ever do good? Does it ever work? Has it ever worked on you? Has it ever, when someone's nagged you? It doesn't, does it? It doesn't make you feel, all right, I'll be okay with this person now. It doesn't. It inflames you and you want to get back at them. And so it doesn't work. We just got to think it through. Doesn't work at all. And so we got to take time to spend with self inside. Thirdly, we got to take it to God. Take it to Him. And, you know, what David said there is, why are you disquieted, O my soul? The word soul there can mean, in one of the dictionaries, emotion. So emotion, why have I got that emotion inside? Put your hope in God. That's what David says. And so, because He's our Saviour, He will help. He will help us to get through whatever we're going through. You know, there's a story of a boy who was on a plane, and has anyone ever been on a plane where there's really bad turbulence? I mean, you've got turbulence and really bad. Well, imagine a story. So it's good, the storm's got really bad, and the drinks are flying everywhere, and the overhead lockers are coming open, people are screaming, and all of a sudden, and then there's this little boy just sitting there like that, just drawing little palm trees, a little bit of sea and all that. And one of the passengers looked over and said, are you not fearful at all? And the boy said, no, and just carried on painting. And they said, why are you not fearful? He said, because my dad's the pilot. And,
hallelujah.
But the thing is that God is our pilot. He is our Father, and He will help us to get through what we are going through. So we go to Him, spend time with Him, and He will help us through. He's our ever-present help in need. That's what the Bible says. Number four, use your negative emotions for good. And so your negative emotions, like we were talking about earlier, that they produce an enormous power within, uncontrollable unless you check it. And so whatever happens in your life, my life, Philippians 2:5 says this, that we should have the same attitude as Christ Jesus. And so ask yourself the question, how would Jesus deal with this situation? How would Jesus deal with what's going on? Would Jesus be stressed out? Would Jesus be jealous or fearful or worried? The answer is no. And as soon as we know it's no, we've got to reject that emotion and say, you are not having your way with me. But the problem comes when we've been cheated on, or you've been hurt in your past, or maybe racially abused in your past, or abused like my mum was in the past. It kind of rises up that power, that anger, that injustice that rises up, and it will burn inside, and it will fester. Fester. Zechariah 4:6 says this, is so powerful. This is one of the things that touches into. You cannot overcome it with your own strength, God says. You need my strength to overcome it. So we've got to allow God to help us to harness that tornado that is going on inside and use it for good. So you think, how can you use that for good? Well, we bring it under the Lordship of Christ, wherever it came from, and then we allow that to drive us to help others. So, and someone said that your greatest ministry will come out of your deepest pain. And so if you've suffered poverty like we did, you know, I used to go to work with my dad and just to store up wood because we couldn't afford coal at the time, and I'd get 50p a week for that if I was lucky. Some weeks it wasn't. And so now the real heart for those in debt. And so I love it when Debbie's out there helping people that have got no money, no finance. Or you might have been abused in your past. It was wrong. It's never making it right. But when you see someone else that is going through that, if you channel it and let God use it, you'll find that becomes a mighty power to help others that are going through that. Or whether you've been through an addiction and you see someone else going through that, use that power that rises up for the good. Or if you've helped someone get through anger. I used to have my men on the town phoning me up, Clive, I just wanted you do this to that guy, do that. I says, okay, don't worry, you don't have to do that. And I used to love helping them. And so let's land with this. So we need to manage our emotions. Don't leave them unchecked. They are your gauges to what's going on. Think of the car and the gauges. What's going on, you know, with the oil and the whatever temperature and the battery. They will tell you what's going on. They don't tell you what to do. Never let your emotions tell you what to do, where you're going. Name the emotions. Ask yourself this, is that really what's going on? Is that really why I feel like that? Go deeper than the initial feeling. And then challenge it. You know, ask, is this emotion, is losing it with my husband or my wife going to help me do what I want to do later? Yeah. Right. Ask yourself the question, is it going to help me to love them more? Check it out. And then turn to God, let him help you. He is your father. He will help you through. And then don't waste it. You've been through an awful pain. At least allow God to use that for good. And you will feel so good about yourself because you're going to help others like that. So the question is, if I can ask the band to come up, just play a little bit as we do this. So what is going on in your heart right now? Have you been hurt in your past? Have you been abused in your past? Have you been bullied? Have you been controlled to the point of screaming in your past? I believe there's one or two here like that. You've been absolutely controlled in your life, and it just produces that horrible toxic inside. How is your heart? Have you got an angry heart today? Jealous heart, frustrated heart today? Fearful heart, lonely heart today? Or prideful heart? Here's what we do. The answer. Thank you. Very simple. The whole Christian experience life is all about the cross. Amen. We bring it to the cross. Amen. And we repent. You know, I had to repent over Milk Bottle Man and all that, and many others, to be honest with you. But God wants to forgive. When we come to him and say, God, I really want to be like that, forgive me. What was done to me was wrong. But forgive me for wanting to cut their head off or do this or that. That is sin. We need to repent of our part. And then we ask for forgiveness and we forgive others. So we forgive those that have done whatever they've done to us to cause that emotion. Forgive. Once we've done that, then we can move into the place where we really receive God's love. Galatians 5:22 says, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Don't be filled with all that stuff anymore. Let God just buff up your heart right now. Stir up that stuff so he can take out what shouldn't be there. Can I ask you to stand, please? And I'm going to ask, couple of minutes over, but I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to come and do business. Don't waste this time. Think of the pattern that I told you earlier. If it's not dealt with, it came to the mother, produced in the son, and the grandkids get it if we don't deal with it. And so, Holy Spirit, let's lift our hands to receive. Come, Holy Spirit. He's coming on you now. He's coming on you now to clear your heart so you can receive his love even more. It's what he wants to do. No, I used to sleep about a lot, not proud about it. God will use everything for good. And the amount of ladies that had dads and men that abused them, so many. And there are guys that have been abused the other way round too. Jesus, come and undo the works of the enemy. You see, as the Holy Spirit comes upon our emotions, he transforms them so that we would feel like Jesus. He would bring freedom, life, and peace. So I'm going to ask you now, go where the pain is. Go where the pain is. Don't be frightened of it. In your heart, you know where it is, you know where it's from. God wants to bring that freedom. He loves you. You can trust him with it. You can trust him with it. He cares for you. He's your father. And so, Father, as you see in my heart, just pray with me in silence as I go through this. Holy Spirit wants to do work now. Father, where I'm angry, I repent of it, Lord. I repent of it, God. Will you take it from me, Lord? Where my heart's got fear, you said perfect love will drive out fear. God, let your love pour into my heart. Where there's pain, Lord, release me from the pain. I don't want to feel the pain anymore. I want to feel your love, God. Where's loneliness there? Lord, bring your presence. Rejection there, bring your presence, Lord. Oh, God. Frustration, pride, and jealousy. God, will you bring contentment? Content that I'm a child of God. Content that you're my Father. Content that you love me. That you care for me. And that you are the pilot of my life. Let's worship God and let him minister to your heart and release you. I just pray against all the emotions that are bad now and say, go in Jesus' name, be gone, and Holy Spirit, come in awesome power to replace them emotions. Renew them, transform them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.